From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A suicide bombing Sunday in Baghdad has killed more than 100 people and wounded scores. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the blast in the Qurrata district, saying Shiites were targeted. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi met with U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Stuart Jones Sunday to discuss how the two countries can better collaborate in the fight against the Islamic State group. In a second attack, five people were killed by an explosion in Baghdad Shaab area. The two blasts occurred while many people were in the streets after a day of fasting for Ramadan. Kuwaiti officials say they have arrested five Islamic State militants who had been planning attacks. They say the group was planning an attack on a Shiite mosque in the predominantly Sunni nation. Reuters reports that government officials believe the militants were planning assaults on three targets. Bangladesh is observing 2 days of mourning after Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and two police officers during an 11-hour siege at a Dhaka restaurant. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but government officials deny IS involvement. Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan said the attackers were members of a homegrown militant group.
All are our homegrown, our national. It is not from other countries. It is all our national, our people.
Khan said all of the attackers were well-educated and came from wealthy families. Reuters news agency also quotes National Police Chief Shahidul Haq as saying the seven militants were all Bangladeshis and that authorities had tried to arrest five of them in the past. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people carrying Turkish flags marched Sunday to Joseph Square in Vienna's Palace Courtyard. The marchers were protesting last week's attack on an Istanbul airport, accusing parts of the Austrian government of supporting militants in the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Praise for the life of Holocaust survivor and Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel is being heard around the world. Wiesel died Saturday at the age of 87. The team investigating the May 19th crash of an Egypt Air jet said it expects audio will be obtained from the plane's damaged cockpit voice recorder. Authorities hope the recordings will shed light on what caused the flight to crash into the Mediterranean Sea. All 66 people aboard were killed. The plane's flight data recorders indicate that there was smoke in the plane's laboratory and on some of its electronics. The voice recorder was recovered in June and sent to Paris for repairs. The Egyptian-led investigation team said Saturday the recorder's memory chips were not damaged. Flash floods caused by heavy monsoon rains have killed at least 30 people in a remote part of northern Pakistan. Local officials in Chitral say floods have washed away a mosque and several houses. Australians may have to wait for a few more days to find out who will be in charge of their next government. Results from Saturday's election are still too close to call.
I'm a bit disenchanted with both of the major parties. And I think a lot of people have probably voted for minority parties as a bit of a protest.
I think we would be better without him somehow or another. I think that he's too focused on big business and lots of money, and I think greed is something that is not really serving the people of Australia.
Clearly not a supporter of Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Mr. Turnbull says he has every confidence that his coalition has won the election and that he will be able to form a coalition government. The Election Commission says it planned to focus Sunday on a large number of mail-in, absentee, interstate, and early votes that had yet to be counted. Final results are not expected for several days. The number of Syrian refugees who entered the United States in June more than doubled over the previous month. The increased numbers put President Barack Obama's goal of resettling 10,000 refugees by the end of the fiscal year within reach. Afghanistan has received its first batch of Chinese military equipment. China had promised to provide millions of dollars in assistance to help Afghanistan fight terrorism. The shipment on board a Russian cargo plane arrived Sunday in Kabul, where Chinese Ambassador Yao Jing handed it over to Afghan National Security Advisor Hanif Atmar. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.